Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Psachim daf Chav Zayin. We left off on daf Chav Vavim Beis. We are 7 lines from the end of the page on Chav Vavim Beis. Hey, Rabbi Eliezer. So for today's daf is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Zechusru for Shalema, for Rabbi Kelmer Shlita, Yehuda ben Rivka Leia, and Zechusru for Shalema for Chana, Esther Bas Ayala Hadar. It's also sponsored by Avi and Esi Goldstein and family, Lesecher Nishmas, my dear Talmud Zachary Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi ben Avram, Alav Hashalom, whose second yard site is tomorrow, is this coming Shabbos. So today what we're going to cover is we started already discussing the idea of an oven that was fired up with Isurei Hana'a. We spoke about a Tanushi Siku, Beklipe Arlo, Bekashin Shel Kilei Kerem. Use fuel that was Isurei Hana'a. And we had a stira as to whether that oven is automatically, it's a Chadash, it's a brand new oven, but the first time it was fired up was with if it could never be used again, or you could just wait till it cools down. So the Gemara suggested what we left off with was that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Zeviz Agorim is Aser, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer holds you have to destroy the oven. So once we suggest that when you have a mutter and an Aser item that produce something together, that the product is Aser, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to try to figure out where did Rabbi Eliezer ever say that Zeviz Agorim is Aser. It's an Indian of Zeviz Agorim, because what went into making that bread was the initial burning of the oven, which hardened the oven itself, and then any fuel you use in that oven afterwards is also going to go into making bread. So it's an initial gorem of the fuel that made the oven, that hardened the oven, the original fuel in the oven, that was a gorem of Isser, and then when after it cools down and you reuse it with other wood, with perfectly kosher wood, so that's a gorem of Heter. So that's the major sugya of today's daf, Zev Zeh Gorem. So first again, we're going to try to figure out where did Rabbi Eliezer ever tell us Zev Zagorim is Aser. Then we're going to figure out the parameters of Zev Zagorim as it relates to Kalim that are made in an oven with forbidden fuel. And we're going to explain an alternate version of that machlokes about Zev Zagorim, where Rebbe is more makel and the Chum more strict. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the exact condition of the wood that it is that would make it certainly mutter, even if it started as Yisurei Hana'a. Meaning at some point, the wood entirely burns and it's no longer called wood anymore. So at what point does that happen? The exact condition where the wood would turn from becoming wood to becoming, that's Aser Bana, to becoming something that's just coals, it's totally burnt, and therefore Mutar Bana. Then the Gemara is going to talk about what if you have a fire fueled by Hegdish wood, and what effect that might have on the bread that's baked with it, and that's going to lead to a brief discussion about the Iser Mi'ila as far as Hegdish wood is concerned. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to show where Rabbi Yehuda gets his opinion. We're going to try to show where does Rabbi Yehuda get his opinion that Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa, that Bir Chametz is only accomplished through Sreifa. We're going to bring two possible sources that Rabbi Yehuda might have from Nosar that Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa, and we're going to reject each of those possibilities. And ironically, the second of the possibilities we're going to reject based on Rabbi Yehuda's own words, that based on what Rabbi Yehuda himself said, he takes away the possibility of darshaning Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa from Nosar. So again, we left off about 7 lines from the end of the page on Daf Chavavim Beis. Hey, Rabbi Eliezer, where did Rabbi Eliezer say that Zevizagorim is Aser? So, Ilema, first possibility is the following. Rabbi Eliezer, the Sa'ar, it's the Rabbi Eliezer's comment in the context of Sa'ar, of yeast that helps the dough rise. Because the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Arla, Ditnan, Sa'ar shal chulin v'shal truma shenafel utochisa. If you have a yeast of chulin and truma combined that fell into a dough, ve'in b'zeket elachas, ve'in b'zeket elachas, and neither of them on their own have enough to make the dough rise, but together it's enough yeast to make the dough rise. So zev zagorim, it's the combination of the truma and the chulin and the truma that help the dough rise. So is a non-kohen allowed to eat this? Rabbi Elazar Omer achar achron aniba. Rabbi Elazar says you look at whatever was the last one that went into the dough. And the Chum say, no, I don't care which one came in first, which one came in last. It's only going to be Aser if the truma, the yeast alone, could have been machmitz that dough. But if the truma couldn't do it on its own, then we view it as if the chulin yeast is what was machmitz this dough, and it's perfectly mutter for a zar to eat it. Va'amar Abaye, so Abaye commenting
on Rabbi Eliezer's shita that achar achron aniba says lo shanu ella shekadam vasilek esay iser. This idea that you follow whatever was in there last is if you remove the iser first, that the chulin fell in and you took the truma out. So it's really the chulin that alone brought about the chimutz. So only the chulin was present when the chimutz happened. Avalo kadam vasilek esay iser. But if you did not remove the truma yeast from the dough and its truma and chulin yeast that are in there as the chimutz is happening, Aser, then a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat it. Why is a non-Kohen not allowed to eat it? Because it's Zeves HaGorim. Both the Truma and the Chulin together are causing this dough to rise, and therefore it's Aser for a non-Kohen. Alma, Zeves HaGorim Aser. You see very clearly, that's where Rabbi Eliezer holds. Zeves HaGorim is Aser. So says the Gemara, not a great Raya. How do you know that Abaye's Ukimt is correct? All Rabbi Eliezer said is Achar Achar Raniba, that I follow whatever was in there last. Abaye came along and said, not really. Not always achar achron. It's only if you remove the rishon that we're going to say achar achron aniba. But if you leave them both in, then it's going to be aser. Who says? Dilma time is Rabbi Elazar. Mishum dachar achron aniba. Maybe Rabbi Elazar holds that whatever yeast went in there last was gomer the chimutz, and that's koveya the din. Even though it gets some help from the yeast that was in there before, lo shno kadam vasilik esiser, lo shalom kadam vasilik esiser, and it doesn't really matter whether you remove the truma dough, the truma yeast, or not. Meaning, even if the truma yeast is contributing, but the chulin yeast went in there last, we view that as being mutter. So you can't bring a raya that zeves agarim is also of basacha sachinami d'shari. If truma and chulin yeast fell in mamish at the same time, and together they cause the dough to rise, so maybe enochinami it's going to be mutter. So that's not a valid basis to suggest that Rabbi Eliezer holds zeves agarim is also, because it could be in that context, in that mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer is really saying Zeves HaGorim is mutter. He's only saying Achar Achron Niba because the Achron is the real Gorim. But when it's simultaneous, when they're there at the same time, then for sure he would say Zeves HaGorim is mutter. So Ella Rabbi Elezer Datsi Asheri. You want to have a raya that Rabbi Elezer holds Zeves HaGorim is Aser? You have to look at what Rabbi Elezer says about Atzei Asherah, wood from an Avodah Zarah tree. Ditnan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Avodah Zarah, not only mena Eitzim Asurim Ba'ana. If you take Eitzim from the Asherah tree, those Eitzim are Aser Bana. So Hisik Bana Satanu. You take those Eitzim and you light up an oven with it. You burn up an, you turn on an oven, fueling it with Asherah wood. So Chadash, if it's a brand new oven, and therefore the idea of a brand new oven is that the initial firing up of a brand new oven, the initial turning on of a brand new oven, makes the oven. It's Gomer the oven. It hardens the walls of the oven. It turns it into a Kli. So going forward, that oven is always going to be Isser. So anything that's baked in that oven has a double Gomer. It's the gorim of the oven itself, which was initially hardened by Yisurei Anah, and whatever future fuel you're going to use in the oven, which hopefully will all be perfectly kosher fuel. You'll use fuel that is not Aser B'Anah. So if you use that Asherah wood to fire up the oven, Chadash, and it's a brand new oven, and therefore this oven is always going to be considered a gorim of Iser. Yutat, you're going to have to destroy the whole oven. Nothing you can do will allow you to use that oven in the future. But Yashan, Yutzan, if it's an old oven, so the firing it up with this share of fuel is not really affecting the oven in any significant way, because the oven was already completed previously with perfectly kosher wood. So fine, just let it cool down, and next time you'll use the proper wood and it'll be fine. If you baked bread with that wood, asur b'ana, that bread is going to be asur b'ana. Nisarva b'acheros, v'acheros b'acheros, kulan asur b'ana. And if that bread gets mixed in with other perfectly kosher loaves of bread, and then one of the loaves from that mixture has a tarovis with other perfectly kosher loaves of bread, they're all going to be asur. Meaning there's no bittul when it comes to avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is going to be asur b'mashu, so you're not going to be able to be mevatel by creating a tarovis al gabe tarovis. It's not going to matter. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, but here it is. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says that the taroves of the different loaves of bread can be fixed simply by Yolech Hana'ah Liyam HaMelech. Take the value of the Hana'ah that you got from the Atzei Asherah. How do you measure the value of the Hana'ah you got from the Atzei Asherah? So Rashi says, you take the value of the Asherah wood itself and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and that way you didn't benefit from the Asherim, because that same amount of money you just threw away. So Amalot, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Elazar, "Ein pidyon avodah zarah." The Isra of avodah zarah cannot be become mutar al yidei pidyon. You can't just redeem yourself with money for avodah zarah. You can't be mafkia the Isra from the past that was already baked using avodah zarah wood by taking other money that has nothing to do with this wood and just chucking it into the Yam HaMelech. But what do we see from Shitas Rabbi Elazar over here? That as long as you haven't thrown the Hana al the Yam HaMelech, he would agree to the Tanakama, both about the Tanur Chadash, that if it's a brand new oven that you first fired up without the Asherah, that you tat, it's never going to be good, you're going to have to destroy it, and both by the Tanur Yashan, by an older oven, that you tat, that you just need to cool it down, and by the pas, that the pas is going to be asr, that any bread you bake without the Asherah is asr. It's that first halacha that's of interest to us, though. The idea that Chadash Yutats, that an oven that was heated up with Avodah Zarah wood for the very first time, you're going to have to destroy, even though when you bake bread in it later on, you're going to be using kosher wood to bake bread in it, but that's a zevzegorim. The oven itself is iser, because the first time it was completed was with asherah wood, and then the next time you use it, it will be fueled by kosher wood, that's a zevzegorim, and you see, Rabbi Elazar, zevzegorim is aser. So the first brisa that we had in Chavavim Beis, it says that a tanner that you heat up with klipei arla, kashen shel kelei akerem, chadash yutatz, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The second brisa we had in yesterday's daf that said, Bein Chadash, Bein Yashan, Yutzan, that's the Chachamim who disagree with Rebbe in the previous brisa, and hold that even the bread is going to be mutter. So Lishita Sam, the fire that comes from a Gachalas that's not Be'en anymore, and you are a Masik Ba'atzi Yisr, is not considered a Hana'ah from that fire, even though there's only one Gorim. So for sure, a Tanur Chadash, you're going to be allowed to cool down, because for sure, a Zevzeh Gorim is going to be mutter. So says Mari, yeah, but even that, Emer the Shama Lev Rabbi Eliezer Bafel the Zara, when did Rabbi Eliezer say Zevzeh Gorim is Aser? It was about Atzei Asherah, it was about Avodah Zarah wood. So that's when he's going to say, Techamri Surah, we're always very strict about Avodah Zarah. But Bishari Sun Shabbatorah, Mishamatai, do you ever hear that he says such a thing about Shari Sun Shabbatorah, about other Isurim? So we can't necessarily say that the first price that we had yesterday about Tanur Shisiku Beklipe Orla Bekashu Kilei Kerem, that Chadash Yutatz, that's going like Rabbi Eliezer, that's about Orla and Kilei Kerem. We only find that Rabbi Eliezer has such a chumrah by Avodah Zarah. Elim Kena Mantaranya. So says, yeah, but if that were the case, then who is that price going like? Meaning, if you're not going to say, if it's not Rabbi Eliezer, who is it? I mean, it has to be Rabbi Eliezer, because no one else says Zevzagari Mizasir. So it must be that Rabbi Eliezer, even though he said it in the context of Avodah Zarah, it's not exclusive to Avodah Zarah, that it applies equally to Arla Kilakerim, to Oli Suriana. And not only that, Tanya Behadya. We have a Beferish of Brisa that Rabbi Lazar says, Vechenu Rabbi Lazar also, Bekali Surin Shabbatara, that Rabbi Lazar holds, that the same is true in Kali Surin Shabbatara, that Oli Surin Shabbatara have the same status of Avodah Zarah in this regard, that Zev Zagarim is Asir. Good, so that's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. We have now proved that Rabbi Elazar holds Zevzegorim is Asur, and now we have explained this stira between the two brises, that one brisa follows Rabbi Eliezer, and the other brisa does not follow Rabbi Elazar, follows the Rabbanan. Now, the Gemara is going to explain, according to the sheet of Rabbi, what about Klei Cheres that were created using Atzei Isser? I mean, in order to make Klei Cheres, it's got to be heated up in a kiln, so it's got to be fueled with something. So what if Atzei Isser fuel that which makes the Klei Cheres, that which hardens the Cheres? So that's the next topic. So I'm Rabbi, Imtim Salomar. If you're going to find an explicit brisa that just like Rebbe asked the pas, meaning Rebbe had said, we saw in the brisa that the bread that is baked using usher fuel is going to be usher, so that he would ask the tanner as well, even though the tanner itself is not something that gets eaten, it's just meant to be used to heat up other things, so zevzegorim usher, and then it would turn out that Rebbe holds zevzegorim is usher, and that he's the one that taught the ratio of the brisa of the original brisa on Chafav and Beis, that he also could fit with the original Brais on Chafav and Beis, that a Tanur Shisiku B'Klipei Arla Chadash Yutatz, so then Rebbe, Heinu Rabbi Lazar. Then it would turn out that Rebbe and Rabbi Lazar are saying the same thing, meaning that they would both hold that Zev Zagarim is Asr. But Vimtim Salomar, but if you want to say Zev Zagarim Mutter, that Rebbe holds Zev Zagarim is Mutter, and the Brais that says that a Tanur Chadash Yutatz is only Rabbi Eliezer and is not Rebbe, Vahacha, why does Rebbe Asr bread that was baked with Klipei Arla with the fire of Klipei Arla. Why would he ask it if Yol Zev Zagarim is mutter? Mishum Diyesh Vachetzim Pasu, because this is much more direct. I mean, you baked bread directly over a fire with that was fueled by wood of Isra Adah. The Yesh Vachetzim Bepas, we view that the Eitzim itself is contributing and creating this bread. So you're being nana by eating this bread from one gorim. It's not a zevze gorim. It's directly from the fire that baked this bread. So that's where. But if you have a new oven that was completed by firing it up with Yisurei Anah, so then in the future when you use fuel that's mutter, Rebbe would say that's fine because zevze gorim is mutter. It's only when right now this fire is a fire of Isser, that's where Rebbe's going to say you're not allowed to use it. So then it would turn out that honey ka'aros v'kosos tzlochios, if you have different kalim that are made out of cheres that you use atzei asherah for the fire to complete these kli cheres asiri, they're going to be asubana because there's no zevaz agorim. It's directly from the fire and it's a shvach, just like shvach etzim bapas, it's shvach etzim in these kalim. Keep pleading machlokas between Rebbe who only asks the bread and Rebbe Lezer who says zevaz agorim is aser, that all future use is going to be aser. That's betanur kadeira. That's when you're not going to eat that which we're talking about. It's a tanur. It's a kadeira. It's something that will have to be used in conjunction with other material in the future, and then in combination, the tanur and the kadeira and the fuel that fuels it will make whatever it makes. So the Madhya Zev Zagarim Asr, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Zev Zagarim is Asr, that the future use of that oven is going to be Asr. The Madhya Zev Zagarim Mutter, Shari, but according to Rebbe, who says Zev Zagarim is Mutter, that's going to be perfectly Mutter. Ikata Amri, another possibility, that Afil Madhya Zev Zagarim Mutter, even if you generally hold Zev Zagarim is Mutter, Kedera Asura. It could be that if you made a clay using fuel of Atzei Asherah, that Kedera is going to be Asur. Why? Because a person has Hana'a from using the Kedera alone. Meaning it's not like an oven whose only benefit is when used in conjunction with fuel. So in the future, every time you use it, it's going to be the combination of the oven and the fuel that fuels it. A Kedera is just good for storage. So you're sometimes going to use the kedera alone without any other goreim in conjunction with it, and therefore even if you hold zevaz agorim is mutter, if you heat it up if you finish the making of a kedera in the kiln using Isurei Anah fuel, that kedera is taka going to be yasser, because there are times where it's not going to be used in a zevaz agorim fashion, there are times it's going to be used directly just as is. Amar Rav Yosef Amar Rav Shmuel. So now the next little piece. So still focused on a tanur that you use the Yisurei Anah to heat up the oven. But Amar Rav Yosef Amar Rav Shmuel. Tanur Shisigu B'Klubi Arla B'Kashu Shekele Kerem Chadash Yutah Tiyashan Yutah. That was the first price that we had on Amud Al on Chavav and Beis. But Afabas Hapas, if you bake bread in it, Rebbe Omer Hapas Muter Shechom Omer Hapas Asura. Rebbe says the pas is going to be mutter. And the Chum say the pas is going to be asur. What do you mean bake bread in it? We're not talking about the oven in the future. You bake bread dafka as the Yisurei Anah fuel is fueling that fire. That's the fire you bake the bread on. So Frakli Gemara, wait a second. Yes, we had a machlokas about this, but Vatanya Ibcha, on Chafav and Beis, it said the Shitos the exact reverse. So now we flipped Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Rebbe is now the one that says that the pas is mutter, and the Rabbanan are the ones that say that it's asur. So it says Mar Shmuel taught this brisa. The way he learned this brisa was with the shitos flipped. And in a chinami, there were two versions of this brisa, and this is Shmuel's version of the brisa. The iba yaseima, or alternatively, really, Rebbe generally holds that the klal in halacha is that whenever Rebbe disagrees with a single individual, we always pass on like Rebbe. But whenever Rebbe disagrees with the rabbim, halacha karabim against the yachid, even when that yachid is Rebbe, and therefore, if we were to teach the machlokas that Rebbe says one thing and the Chum says something else, everyone's automatically going to paskin like the Chachamim. But Shmuel had a problem over here, because Ubaha afil mechavei Rav. Shmuel held that in this particular machlokas, the halacha should be like Rebbe, that the bread is going to be aser. But he knew that if you were to say that Rebbe holds aser and the Chachamim say mutter, everyone's automatically going to paskin like the Chachamim, because that's the rule in halacha. So the Savar, so Shmuel came up with a chap. Asniya ipcha, I'll teach it with reversing the shitos, and then everyone will do kiyachid dinekim rabbanon liyisura, so that everyone will follow the shita that they think is the shita sechachamim, but I know is really shita's Rebbe, and they're going to pass on the chumrah. They'll pass on that the bread is aser, because that's the only way to get the desired result of everyone following the correct halacha. So this is an interesting idea, that in order to accept to get people to do the correct din, you're allowed to say that people said something when they didn't actually say something. That you're allowed to actually be dishonest about who said what. The Gemara is going to say later on that in Bakasha Lichanik Hayitl Bilan Gadol. So Rashi says if a person wants to say something that will be heard by other people and be accepted, he should say it in the name of an Adam Gadol. The Chida points this out. There's a Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch that says like this, that you're allowed to do this. So you have to be very careful. I mean, you have to know for sure that that's the halacha. Who can be so confident that they know for sure that the halacha is that way, to then be told be Ilan Gadol? I guess it's a limud zchus on all the misquoting you see of Gedolei Torah, that everyone is just doing it, they're all erlich, and everyone's just trying to get people to observe the halacha properly the way they see it in their minds. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses the seif of the bris. So we said, Bishlal gabe gecholim divrei akol hapas muteres, that if you bake the bread not directly over the fire, but it's on the gecholim, after the wood was heated, so the fire died down, and now it's just coals, then you bake the bread, you put the bread on the heat of those coals, then the bread is going to be mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Chia Barashi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Amar Lo Shanu Ela Gecholim Omamos. There are two versions over here, what type of Gecholim we're talking about. Some say that it's Dafka Gecholim Omamos, that the fire has been extinguished, the Eitzim have been totally burnt up, there's no Isra Anah anymore that remains to ask the bread, Aval Gecholim Lo Chashos, but if you still hear the crackling of the gechalim, then asurin, then it would be asur. Then it's considered that you're getting hana'a from the yisurin hana'a. The other sheet that says, nah, filu gechalim lochashos nami mutarin. If it's at the point where it's no longer a raging fire, it's coals, even if you still hear the crackling of the wood, it's still going to be mutar. The yisurin hana'a is already gone. So it says, Marbishlam lamand yam lochashos asurin. I understand very well the way you understand Shitas Rebbe is that when it's lochashos, it's asur, mishum dieshvach etzim bepas. Yeah, that's the Isra no wood that's baking this bread, and that's why it's going to be aser. El manya rafil lochshos mutaros. But if you hold that even lochshos is mutaros, and again, this is all within the shita of Rebbe, who's the more machmir of the two shitas. So to gain clarity over here, the chamold, you're gonna bake something with wood that's aser ba'na. That bread is going to be kosher anyway. The Rebbe holds that it's going to be aser. Rebbe holds the bread is going to be a problem. So now we have machlokas amoraim. In what case would even Rebbe agree that it's going to be fine? So is it when the coals are completely died down, there's no crackling anymore at all? Or is it even when the coals are still crackling, Rebbe would say that that's okay? Rebbe's only problem is when the fire is raging. But the Chum, apparently, even when the fire is raging, the Chum are going to say that it's okay. So it says, I understand very well, if the way you explain Rebbe is that loch shos asur, and that when it's still crackling, it's going to be asur, mishum d'yeshvach etzim b'pas, that's because the wood is actually contributing to baking this bread. El man yam rafil loch shos mutaros, but if you hold that even when the wood is still crackling, it's going to be mutter, so past the asar, the yeshvach etzim past the Rebbe echim shkachsa. Where are you ever going to have a case where Rebbe says zasar that the bread is going to be asar? Some rapapuk shavu knegdo. What do you mean? Where are you going to have a case where the fire is raging? That's where Rebbe is going to say that the past is going to be asar because of the wood that's asar bana. So says Gemara, yeah, but now we have a problem. How do you explain the sheet of the rabbanan? You take wood that's asar bana. You use it as fuel. The fire is raging. You bake something dafka using that wood as the fire is raging, and the rabbanan say no problem. What makes the wood asur ba'ana then? What are you not allowed to use that wood for? If you're allowed to use it as firewood and bake things on it, it's going to be mutter. So mechlal the rabbanan pligi alay afil shoru afil shavuka kenegdo, that the rabbanan who are matir are going to be matir even when it's avuka kenegdo, even when the fire is raging. Alay sin tisu the Rabbanim Mishkachslu. Where did the Rabbanim find that? Where do they ever have an example of Eitzim that Rasa Bana that you actually can't use? Because if you're always allowed to use it for firewood, says Mara in a Chinami, Am Ravaim Barchama B'Sharshifa, you're not allowed to use it to build a bench or a chair or anything else that you would use that wood that doesn't destroy the wood. But anytime you're using it in a way that destroys the wood, then it's perfectly mutter. Then you're allowed to be Nana from such Eitzim according to the Rabbanim. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses the bread that's baked with Atzei Hegdish. We've been talking about other types of Isurena, Arla, Kilea Kerem, Ashera. What about Atzei Hegdish? So, Boy Mine Rami Bar Chama Merav Chista. Tanushi Yisiku Batzei Hegdish Vafa Ba'apas. Let's say you fire up an oven using Hegdish fuel, Hegdish wood, and you bake the bread. You bake bread with it. The Rabbanan, the Shara B'Kamaisa, according to the Rabbanan, who are Matir bread that's baked with Arla and Kilea Kerem, because they hold Ein Shvach Eitzim Ba'apas, that's fine. That's not considered Nisra'ana from the wood. So my, what would be the din by Hegdish? So I'm like, Hapasasuri. Even the Rabbanan, who are matir, baking bread with wood that was Asabana, or matir, bread that was baked with wood that was Asabana, without saying Hegdish, it's a different story. They would say it's Asir. Why should the bread baked with Atzei Hegdish be any different than bread baked with Atzei Klipe Arla? So Amarava Hachi Hashta, you can't compare the two. Arla Betela B'Masayim, because the baking of the bread relies, even though they're matir, they're only matir relying on bittel, and Arla is batel B'Masayim. Hegdish Afilu Be'elef LaBatel. Hegdish is not going to be batel Afilu Be'elef. What do you mean relying on bittel? There's no bittel. What's Tarovis? There's no bittel happening over here. All the wood is us. The whole question is the bread that bakes over that wood considered to be benefiting directly from that wood? So what does that mean, bittel? So Tosfos says, no, we're just using this as a mashal. We're trying to say, look how much more chamer Hegdish is than Arla. So is it any wonder that we're going to be more machmir by Hegdish than we are by Arla? Just like we're more machmir in terms of dine bittel, so too we're more machmir over here in terms of the relationship between the Hegdish wood and that which the fire produces, the bread that the fire produces. So we're just more machmir. It's just a mashal to show that we're more machmir by Hegdish and other things. The Ran says not that way. The Ran says, no, that this employs bittel, that that we're actually utilizing the principle of bittel over here, that the bread is mostly just dough and flour and water and whatever the ingredients are in the dough. And it's also some heat from the wood. It's also made up of the smoky flavor of the heat of the wood. But that becomes batel in the overwhelming majority of what the bread is. Nafkamina, in between these two understandings of whether it works midin bittel or not, is what about chametz bepesach? Right, chametz bepesach does not become batel. Chametz bepesach is meaning, what if you have something that's fueled with chametz? If it works midin bittel, so then you can't apply bittel on chametz pesach. Magen Avraham writes that since chametz pesach is also b'mashu and there's no bittel, so we even by chametz we would say zevez agarim is going to be asri. There's not going to be a heter of zevez agarim mutter, and therefore even bread that's baked with a hesek of chametz and together with other eitzim is going to be asri. So the Acharon discuss based on this idea that we have this notion that chametz pesach is asri and therefore is not subject to bittel. I skipped a step over here. The Avnei Miluim points out that from the Pashtus of Rav Chista in our sugya, that Zevez HaGorim is not going to be mutter behegdish because Hegdish is not batel. So the heter of Zevez HaGorim only works midin bittel. So whenever we're going to apply Zevez HaGorim, it's going to have to be something that can become batel. So Chametz Pesach, which cannot become batel, should not be the beneficiary of Zevez HaGorim being mutter. So that's what the Acharon discussed. What if you have an animal that eats Chametz Pesach? Are you allowed to drink the milk of that animal, because whatever the milk is that it produces is produced by the combination of all of the foods that it ever ate and the animal's body. But if it's eating chametz, so then the chametz should be zevez agorim. We're relying on zevez agorim mutter. So based on that, if an animal eats chametz, maybe the milk is going to be aser. So if it's chametz kodem pesach, chametz lefnei pesach is batel. It's not aser mashu. Chametz is only aser mashu on Pesach. So that's why in some of the guides they'll tell you, buy all your milk before Pesach, right? Then all the, or they'll have kashal Pesach milk. What does it mean? old. It means old milk, or it means that just they know that the animals weren't milked. The animals that were milked on Pesach weren't eating chametz on Pesach. That if they were eating chametz on Pesach, that's the extra chumrah that they suggest. So where are we? Yeah, so we said Tanish is, so what's the difference between Arla versus Hegdish? Hegdish is so much more chamur. Elam Rava Ikashale Hakasha. If there's room to ask on Rav Chista, again, Rav Chista is the one that suggested that even though the Rabbanim will say that bread baked over wood, that's Asr Ba'na, the bread is going to be mutter, but not by Hegdish. By Hegdish, bread is going to be Asr. So if you have a problem with that, here's the problem with it. Valo ma'al hamesik. When you lit that wood on fire, you violate mi'ila. The rule is that as soon as you violate mi'ila, as soon as you misappropriate hegdish, the hegdish becomes no longer hegdish. So why would it be aser? It's not hegdish anymore. As soon as you lit that fire, it's not hegdish. No, this is a unique case. We're talking about eitzim that you were makdish in order to sell them and use the money to bring a carbon shlamin. So the kedusha of this eitzim is only the kedusha of carbon shlamim, and carbon shlamim is not subject to mi'ila. And that idea that Rav Chista says that the bread that's baked on this wood is going to be aser is because it doesn't become chulin. That hegdish only becomes chulin when you do mi'ila b'shogig, but not when you do mi'ila b'mezid. So we could say that even this wood that you were hukdash l'tzorach shlamim does not go out l'chulin by doing this mi'ila. Because b'mezid my time alone, why is it that when you violate mi'ila b'mezid, does the item not become chulin? Kivin d'alav bar mi'iluhu. Because when you did it b'mezid, there's no chiyuv mi'ila, there's no chiyuv carbon mi'ila. You don't bring the carbon asham, you don't add the chomesh, you don't have all the dinim of someone who did mi'ila when you do it b'mezid, and therefore the mechanism of mi'ila doesn't take effect. So it's not going to turn the item into chulin. It's not going to turn it into chulin. So kivin d'alav bar mi'iluhu lo nafak l'chulin. It doesn't become chulin. Well, that same logic applies to shlamim. Shlam nami kivin dav bar mi'ila ninu. Since the halacha is by carbon shlamim, if you misappropriate a carbon shlamim, you do not have to bring the asham mi'ilos. You don't have to be mosif chomesh. You don't have all the dinim of mi'ila. So lanafka l'chulin. Therefore, the wood that has kedushas carbon shlamim is not going to become chulin. And that's why the bread that you bake using such wood is taka going to be aser, because it's not chulin. It's real hegdish wood. So it says more of kalech demal hamesik nafki l'chulin. Is that true though? That whenever the person who lights the fire has violated mi'ila, it means that the wood becomes chulin. V'atanya kol nisraf nafar mutar chutz me'atei asheira. Didn't we learn that all things that are supposed to be burnt, where the mitzvah is to burn them, the ashes are going to be mutar, except for atzei avodah zarah. That even though you're supposed to burn them, their ashes are going to be asr as well. Ve'efer hegdish li'olam asr, and the efer of atzei hegdish are going to be asr forever. So if you can say that hegdish is yotzei l'chulin after you do mi'ila, why is efer hegdish aser? It should be that as soon as you burnt it, you violated mi'ila, and you were motzi it l'chulin, and it's not going to be aser. So Amar Rami Bar Chama goes shenafel d'leikam me'aleh ba'atzei hegdish. Now the case where the efer hegdish is going to be aser is where you didn't burn it; the fire just happened by itself and it turned to efer. D'leka inish d'nimel. So if there's no person that violated mi'ila, then the mi'ila is not going to kick in; it's not going to turn it into chulin. Rav Shmaya Amar ba'osan shetun geniz. No, when we say that Efer Hegdish is Aser, we're talking about the type of Efer of Kadshim that requires Geniza, meaning not those ashes that need to be burnt, not those items that require that once you burn them, it's Nas Mitzvaso and they therefore lose their Hegdish status. There are ashes of Hegdish that you have to put that require Geniza that you're not allowed to be Nana from, namely the Trumas Hadeshen, Titanya, because the Parsha tells us in the Parsha of Trumas Hadeshen, Vissama, we already had this drasha, that you should place it next to the mizbeach benachas, and you do it in a way that you're not throwing it, you're placing it down very softly. Vissamo kulo, you put it all down, the entire shear of the Trumas Hadeshen, not enough to put some of it down. And Vissamo shalo yifazer, you place it down shalo yifazer, that it shouldn't spread out into different places. You put it all in one place. So you see, the Trumas Hadeshen requires geniza next to the mizbeach. So since so you see, it's aser ba'ana. So that's what the Brisa says. Efer hegdish lo maser, meaning enachinami. When you have hegdish that once you burn it, it becomes ashes and nothing. So then that efer is going to be, since since the mitzvah is b'sreifa, so that is going to be totally mutter. But the Trumas Hadeshen, we know the halacha is not that way. That if you have Trumas Hadeshen, the halacha is that it remains asr, and therefore it's appropriate to say that the Efer Hegdish is going to be Li'olam Asr, is always going to remain Asr. There's a fascinating comment that the Torah Tamima has in a Sefer on Chumash. Torah Tamima is not really a Sefer on Chumash, that's a Sefer on Shas through Chumash. But he has a Sefer on Chumash where Tosefes Bracha, where he has Vartlach on the Chumash, Divrei Torah on the Parsha. So in that Sefer on Chumash, on this Pasuk of on the Pesukim of Birchas Kohanim, Yaseim Lecha Shalom, he quotes this Gemara. This Gemara appears in a few places that the sum of the Trumas Hadeshen is the sum of Benachas and Shalom Yifazer. So he says, what is V'yaseim Lecha Shalom? Why not V'noseim Lecha Shalom? Why is it V'yaseim? He says, you see that the word sum, V'yaseim, means that it should be done Benachas and Shalom Yifazer. He said, generally speaking, in order to create Shalom, there are two ways that people come together. People come together when there's a common enemy, when they're being attacked by the same group, so even though they don't really like each other, but they come together. And people come together when they're very far away from each other. They're perfectly happy. They're not bothered by the Jew that lives there. But, you know, as long as if he's my neighbor, he's a guy that sits next to me in shul, then I get very agitated by him. But as long as he's far away from me, I'm perfectly fine. So he says, V'yaseim Lecha Shalom, is that you should have real shalom. How real? Even if it's benachas, everything is benachas, things that no one's attacking you, and even if it's lo yifazer, even if you're not scattered all over the place, if you have real shalom, that's the sign of real shalom. When things are benachas and lo yifazer, and you're still the shalom. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Bir. Then we move on to the next sugya. Rabbi Yehuda says Ein Bir Chametz El Shreifa, that the only way to perform Bir Chametz is by burning the chametz. Tanya Omer Rabbi Yehuda Ein Bir Chametz El Shreifa. If I didn't know it, Rabbi Yehuda says I'll tell you a kal v'chomer. That will prove Ein Bir Chametz El Shreifa. Umar Nosar Sheinu Bebal Yira'a Ubay Yimatze. By the Isra of Nosar, of leftovers from a carbon beyond this man, where there's no Isra of owning it and Tolan Shreifa, the still, the Pasuk tells me, Beish Tisraif, you have to burn Nosar. Chametz, Yashon Bal Yira'a Bay Yimatze, Lokoshke Chitan Shreifa. So Chametz, whether it's more Chamor, you have an Isra Bal Yira'a Bay Yimatze with Chametz, for sure there should be a requirement of Shreifa. So Amalal, the Chametz said back to Rabbi Yuda, Kaldin Shatadant, Chinosal Achmer, Vesovala Akel, Eno Din. Any Kalvachomer that you're trying to establish a chumrah with the kal v'chomer, but the result is going to be a kula as well, well then that's not a good kal v'chomer. Meaning you're trying to say, oh look, chametz is more chumr, and therefore I want to apply a chumrah to chametz. What's your chumrah? That you can only burn it. It's really going to be a kula, because how's it going to turn out to be a kula? Lo matzei etzim l'sarfer, you can have a person who can't find any wood to burn the chametz, who yoshev batel. He's going to say, okay, so I don't have a mitzvah. And he'd be right, if you're going to apply this kal v'chomer, ein bir chametz el shreifa. So if I don't have any wood, I can't do Shreifa, so there's no Bir Chametz. V'atorah Amra, but the Torah says Tashvi Sarmi B'techem. We know that the Ratzon HaTorah is that there shouldn't be any Chametz around, and therefore B'kol Davar Shatiyach L'Hashviso, you have to get rid of it in whatever way you can get rid of it. So don't apply this Kal V'chomer that's going to tell me to only do Shreifa, which means that if I'm unable to do Shreifa, I'm going to leave the Chametz around. That's a Kula. We need to make sure that you don't leave the Chametz around. So Chaz Rabbi Yehuda V'dan V'dinachas. Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, I have a different limud not from a kal v'chomer, but from a binyan av this time, where you're not going to have this same problem of kol din shatadan tchilas alachmer v'sof alachel, because it's going to be a binyan av. Binyan av is just directly across. It's not with one chomer and one kal. Nosar asr b'achila, v'chametz asr b'achila. Nosar you're not allowed to eat, chametz you're not allowed to eat. Nosar b'sreifa, man nosar b'sreifa, av chametz b'sreifa. And therefore, just like nosar, you have to burn chametz, you should also have to burn a binyan av. So amr lo, nevela tochich, shas b'achila, in a tun b'sreifa. What do you mean? You're trying to say that every time something is asr b'achila, you have to burn it? What about nevela? You're not allowed to eat nevela, there's no requirement to go burn nevela. So amr lo, Rabbi Yehuda said, not hefresh, that there's a difference between nosar and chametz on the one hand, and nevela on the other hand. No sauce bachila ubana. The chametz sauce bachila ubana. Man also told Shreifa of chametz on Shreifa. I'm not saying that everything that's sauce bachila you have to burn. I'm saying everything that's sauce bachila and ana you have to burn. Amrlo, is that really true? Shara niskal yochiach sauce bachila banavinot on Shreifa. A shara niskal doesn't need to be burnt even though it's sauce bachila and bana. So Amrlohen, Hefresh. No, there's a difference between Nosar and Chametz Pesach on one end and Shor Niskal on the other hand. Nosar Asr Bachil, we further qualify. Asr Bachil, Ubana, Ve'anosh Kares. That not only is Asr Bachil Ubana, it also carries with the Nonesh of Kares. V'chametz Asr Bachil Ubana, Ve'anosh Kares. Chametz is Asr Bachil and Bana and carries with it the Nonesh of Kares. So Man Nosar B'Shefa, Av Chametz B'Shefa. Anything that has all three of those qualities, that is Asr Bachil, Asr Bana, and the Chiv Kares, that's where you're going to need Shefa. So Amulah, so the Chum said back to him, Chelbo shel Shara Niskal Yochiach will bring a raya against you from the Chelev of Shara Niskal. Shas Bachila, Ubana, the Enosh Karis, Veinton Shefa. It has all of these qualities, and nevertheless, it does not require Shefa. So that Limu doesn't seem to work out from Noser. Just very quickly, this idea that the Chametz requires Shefa, the Nebir Chametz al Shefa, the Torah points out, is a kula as well, because generally speaking, when we say kula, when something kol shenas mitzvah becomes mutar ba'ana, once you already did the mitzvah that you have to do with it, so kula nisraf and anything that requires sreifa, since you did the mitzvah of sreifa, now the ashes are going to be mutar. Whereas if you hold hashmasas v'chol davar, then you can destroy it. However, so there's no particular mitzvah of doing a sreifa, and therefore if you burn it, the ashes are going to be asur because it wasn't nasas mitzvah, so you didn't do the mitzvah. However, some the Achronim point out that that's not really true. The Rav Shlomo Kluger points out in Makor Chayim, he says, why that cheshbon of the Torah should not be true, because the whole svara of why it is that things that do not require sreifa, when you do sreifa, the ashes are going to be mutter, the whole svara is that you didn't do a mitzvah with it. But everyone agrees there's a mitzvah to destroy chametz. When you say that hashmasas v'chaldavar, you're just saying I could do the mitzvah not only with sreifa but with other ways as well. But if you did sreifa, you did the mitzvah. It's nasas mitzvaso. So Rav Chaim works on explaining that comment of the tour. Okay, Beth Shem, we'll pick up at the very top of Chesam and Aleph tomorrow.